We're talking with Diane Katz of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Got a couple callers online to get to, Diane, but briefly, could you tell us what the impact will be across the board here now for the for Michigan if this thing goes through as planned at 90% reduction of emissions in mercury?
Right. Well, I haven't done any calculations on the precise economic impact, but I do know that, the kinds of technologies that would be required to meet these reduction requirements isn't widely available. Some people are even saying it doesn't even exist yet. And the governor kind of takes, you know, concedes to that because her plan would allow the utilities extra time, but only after they install all this technology and show that it doesn't work. This is sort of backwards. And so I would hope that the legislature...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let me make sure I heard this right. You, in order to develop the new technology, first you got to install the old technology and go to the expense of buying that to show that it doesn't work. Then we'll give you an extension so that you can... Oh, my.
Well, almost. Almost. What she is saying is that put the new technology in, even though we're not sure it's going to work. And if you put the new technology in and it doesn't work, then we'll give you more time to make it work, rather than saying, let's make sure the technology works before you put it in. And so that's a little backwards.
I would say.
I'd like to see the legislature, and they ultimately have the power to restrict funding of this kind of a regulatory regime. And so it really ought to come to them. And then I would think that utilities have some reason to question whether she has the authority, or any governor would have the authority under current law, to simply unilaterally, you know, order this kind of regulation.